we were talking before about with Gerald Celentin. I thought it was interesting about health care reform. And because I just kind of threw out the idea that somehow, you know, as it was proposed, that health care reform might actually be an incentive for the economy. I was surprised to see that with the last two guests, that there's been at least a fair amount of agreement on that idea, that somehow if we could lower our health care costs, that our economy would expand. Where are you?
Well, but health care reform isn't going to lower our costs. What it's going to do is it's going to – we've created a framework to cut Medicaid benefits. Mm-hmm. If you look at the U.S. debt clock this year, essentially the U.S. debt, not including the bailouts, was about $38,000 per person. But then Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security was about $130,000 plus per person, and so the challenge has been how do you create a framework that can start to really cut and reduce that liability? And that's only at the federal level. If you look at the impact of Medicaid on the state government budgets, that's going to be enormous. So Medicaid has been a way to, one, lower the Medicaid liabilities, to basically tax the productive part of the population, not in a way that's going to lower expenses. If anything, it's going to raise expenses, but it's going to shift healthcare expenditures. The money that the average person has been spending on healthcare, you know, when this kicks in and they're going to be spending it on healthcare insurance and foregoing the healthcare. And then finally, it's created a framework for what is arguably the most invasive compromise of personal freedoms, you know, that we've ever seen. And I think the combination of those things is going to be devastating for the economy. Now, what it's going to be great for is, you know, it'll basically force revenues and resources out of the hands of the population into sort of the medical cartel, including the insurance companies and pharmaceuticals. But all the things we could do to truly reform healthcare are not envisioned or included in this package.